rate reduction from my pricing director. His name is Charlie. Just give me a second, okay?
Sure.
I can get you the accurate number.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Jeremy?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jeremy, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
It's going all right, man. We just been in the middle of a three-day freeze, you know, so.
It's not snowing, is it? Or is it just cold?
It's real cold.
Man, yeah, it was like 15 degrees over there, if not less.
Yeah. I didn't get out for two or three days.
Yeah, you got to double sock it is what I always say when it gets that cold. For sure.
That's true.
I know you got some stuff going on here. Charmaine asked me to hop on the line here to help you out. She did mention that you wanted some help with the Google Business Profile, but she also mentioned you had some questions about the service itself. So did you have anything I could answer for you?
I mean, I know all you guys are kind of similar, you know, in sure. service, you know, mm-hmm. what you do for a company, you know, it's basically, you know, getting their business out there. No, I mean, we were just kind of like going down to the price on it because that's kind of maybe what might be different. I mean,
okay.
I've been through four or five SEO management companies. You know, the last one I've had seems like it was, I could feel the calls, more calls coming in,
mm-hmm.
you know, on a regular. So, mm-hmm. you know, I felt comfortable with sticking around with them. But I mean, right now it's kind of like on idle. They're not really pushing for that because I was trying to sell it. So I wasn't trying to, and I was also starting in another business. So
mm-hmm.
I was trying to not take so much time bringing in new customers, but
mm-hmm.
that buyer fell through. So now
mm-hmm.
I'm still here with the company and I mean, it don't hurt to bring in some more because I've got to kind of build it back up now, really, if I'm going to sell it.
Right.
You know, so that buyer kind of took me for a fall, man. It kind of bailed out on me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we can help you build this back up so that way you can get another buyer in there and, you know, get that business populated so that way somebody can buy it off of you and then you can go into the other industry that you're looking in. Or if you're looking to stay here, we could always, you know, help you there. Now, I will say, for your company itself, when I type in Techs Pro Pest Control in Google and I target Dallas, Texas, I don't see you pop up on the Google Business Profile.
Not in Arlington?
Let me see.
You mean a Google profile?
Yes.
Huh.
Let me see, though. Let's go back here. And they PIN verified you and everything on there? I know you have your website up and running.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, most of my, of course, everybody Googles. I mean, that's where I get a lot of my business if it's not referral work, you know, but it's Google. People Google me. But I mean, they are in idle. I guess that's a word I can say because I didn't want to push more customers right now.
Okay.
So it's not, they just got me up and running. I guess it's not like they're trying to advertise or get, you know, get me phone calls.
Yeah.
But I mean,
so how it works, I mean, even if you had, like, it on idle, your Google Business Profile would still pop up, which I don't see it, right?
Sure.
It could be it's up. It just maybe for some reason I'm not able to pull it up. But when I do go to your Techs Pro Pest Control Facebook page, the TechsProPestControl.com is yours.
Yeah.
When I pull that up, the website doesn't load. It says we're having trouble finding the site.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think it's a mess, man. Every time I change SEO management companies, you know, something just gets left out
wrong.
Or something. Because I've had two different domains, websites. I've had Techs Pro Pest and then Techs Pro Pest Control .com, you know.
Let me try the Techs Pro Pest. Let me see if that works for you, okay?
Because I had lost the full one,
Okay, so that one comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I wonder
right,
if they're still using that one.
Yeah, so as of right now, when I go to your Facebook page, just so you have that, you know, on your mind here where you can change that out, anybody that clicks that link is going to a link that doesn't work. So that needs to be changed out to textpropest.com, and that will take
yeah.
you over to your page there with the Google. This should bring me to your Google business profile. Yeah, when I click the Google business profile on there, it doesn't bring me to an actual Google business page. It brings me to Dallas, but it doesn't have like your...
My name.
Your name. It's just a blank page that it comes up on. So...
Not nothing from either one of them, huh?
Just from the text pro pet, the text pro pet,
right.
It comes up with your website, but then when I
yeah.
click the Google in the top left corner, it doesn't, it just goes to a blank page. So for
wow.
some reason,
did they just completely wipe it out, turn it off, or what?
I mean,
I tell them I wasn't really looking for more business, because I'm trying to sell it or whatever, or start another business, but damn, I didn't want them to totally
turn it off.
Blank.
Yeah.
Is that what you think they did that or what? Upon my request?
I don't know. I don't know how other companies work. I know for us, we give access to the business owners, cause that's yours.
Yeah.
So if you ever canceled a service with us, you would be able to have that Google business profile. But I don't know. But how I could help you is I can help you get re-verified back on Google again. So with the Text Pro Pest control, we could put that website that you have on there up on that Google business profile. We're just going to pin verify you again. They are going to
verify.
Quite
a few times.
Got
to do it or something happens. We got to, I get it. The postcard in the mail. Before you take any effort and action, I mean, we got to figure out a price here, what you're trying to charge me for your services, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it just depends on the mile radius that you're looking to go. Are you looking to stay locally, like, in 10 to 15 miles, or are you looking to push out into, like, the 30-mile range?
I mean, actually, I would like to prefer to stay local. There's a lot – I mean, because – I don't want to be traveling too far out. I mean, it's taking too much time and gas with this company.
Yeah, and you're in Arlington, so yeah.
Right. It's right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, so like,
right.
And there's surrounding cities all over. It's perfect. There's plenty of opportunity around.
Plenty of work there. Cool. So what we would do is, what I'm going to do is I'm going to help you out. So Charmaine gave you a legacy rate. That just means that the reduced rate, typically we do charge $3.99 for this month to month, but what I did was I applied that legacy rate for you, and we could really get you rock and rolling and back up and running at just $1.99 month to month.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
And how far out are we doing, like 15-mile radius or something?
10 to 15 miles, people
okay.
that search your services, you'd be able to find your company and just contact you directly from there.
Right. Okay. And which website is up and going? Like, what are we using? Are we using Text Pro Pest Control or Text Pro Pest? Because I just rebought the original one back here not too long ago, like the full name.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why there's like two of them out there. Because
gotcha.
I had lost the original name, you know, a while back. I lost it, you know, not paying the renewal or whatnot. Somebody took it from me or whatever, wanting to resell it for a large, huge amount. You know what they do. And
yeah.
then so I just went with Text Pro Pest. And then I had that out for a while, and then all of a sudden I was able to get this back at a reasonable price, the original. So I did, I believe. And that's the history of having the two domains or the two websites. But it should be one, like the website where it's like all in my colors, like red and blue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you have like
and
the little cockroach is like the Texas star, the Texas flag.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's my
cool.
logo.
I like that.
Thank
I like
you.
That.
I did that myself. Yes, sir.
That is awesome. That's awesome. I like
very
that.
Very proud of it.
Yeah, no, that's cool. So the TexProPest.com is what is up and running. The TexProPest control is not up and running. So just so you're aware. So we would use the
short one is running.
Yes, the short one is what we would use to put on the first page of Google with the Google Business Profile once we get you PIN verified.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. So I wonder what's going on with that full and the TexPro Pest Control. Well, I'll have to do some research, I guess, if I can.
And see where that's at, yeah. But that's what we can do. Now, with us, like Charmaine was saying, we only work with one company per industry, per area. So our sole focus is to get you, one, PIN verified again, and then, two, get you up on that first page of Google. So once we close this category, we don't work with anybody else in your area. Okay?
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay.
Yes, please. Okay, ma'am. I'll be right there. Okay. Yeah, okay, I got you. I didn't know your electricity was off. Okay. I didn't know about the electricity. I just thought it was HVAC. Okay, I got you. Okay, man.
You there?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry. Like, I was parked right in front of a customer's house, and they're having issues and with their air duct. So there's a raccoon up there, or was a raccoon up there, and I'm the one that's trying to get them out. So.
Oh, you got the raccoon traps and everything, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm coming back to follow up because I haven't heard anything from them. They're not telling me if they're hearing any cage rattling or anything. It's been below freezing. I've been out, so I need to come check on this. Is this the number? Can I call you back, like, right after I do this here so we can continue?
Yeah, so, I mean, it would only take me around 5 to 10 minutes just to set this up for you, and then I would book an onboarding call with you and my tech team, and maybe either later on, maybe tomorrow at a better time for you, and then they're going to basically verify everything so they can send out that PIN verification. Do you have about 5 to 10 minutes to just set this up real quick?
I have to take care of the customer. She actually came out and started complaining. I can't have
Okay. So I'm going to go on lunch here. So I'll go on lunch here. I'll give you a call within an hour. Okay. And then we'll take it from there and then secure your listing. I'll send everything over to you so that way we can book a call with my tech team and then we can get everything verified for you. Okay.
If I don't answer, if I'm out on the phone, I don't answer. If you can text me or something and say, hey, call me back at this number and we can continue because I'll catch a text quick. Okay.
Okay. Okay, I'll send
you
a text message as well.
Yeah, yes, please, okay?
Okay, sounds good, Jeremy. We'll go from there, and then I hope you catch the raccoon.
All right, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. I look forward to your callback.
All right, no problem. I'll call you soon.
Bye. Oh, and where are you guys calling out of? Where are you guys based out of?
We're based out of L.A., California.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, call me back after lunch.
Okay, sounds good.
Bye. All right.
Bye-bye.